All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm Victor Troy. Hope you guys agree. We're 99 days in. This dumb slut ain't got on the phone. She just sent her crony down again. I thought she said she astral project. I thought she said she hear demons. Her crony again had nothing negative to report to this dumb bitch. Like the feds that have been here for 3 straight years have no negative report about me after being here watching me and filming me for 3 whole years. You stupid ass. Don't you ever jump your ugly lying ass at me, your gross self. It's a pleasure being with you guys right now. As far as Israel is concerned, in the bank in China, right? China and Israel are not going to play games about the bank, no matter what racist cry in the United States. What these racists, when you talk about the racists, how they get up and they expect the whole world to kiss their ass. When they say the sky is green, they expect the whole world to lie with them. They're so dumb because they've mistreated people and because America's this and America's that. So they expect to lie to people's faces. They expect them to say yes to them. And they ain't saying yes this time. They're telling them no and to sit their behinds down. But as far as like Israel, that's by Jesus found the light, right? Does that make sense? I'm not giving these racists any money. I right now, but as far as like China and Israel are concerned, they're not going to play games about the bank, right? I originally want to make the deal to Israel to come to the bank in Israel. They have my bank in Israel, Tel Aviv. It's in Israel. I looked at it right now. That's for the Lord right now, but they do have my exact bank in Israel. That way the Israelis can get $32 quadrillion in liquid cash, right? Does that make sense? So right now, just me going to the bank there, I don't know if the Israelis would be willing to do that. Does that make sense right now? And it's understandable because people get mad at them about all sorts of stuff. So Israel, you know, the Lord preserves Israel. The Lord keeps Israel. May Jesus judgment for line. I originally want to make the deal to Israel about coming to the bank in Israel. But people already have such problems with Israel, and it's just not right to bless Israel with that type of money. All right, now, that's for, no matter what, to Father God Jehovah, in the Lord Jesus' name, and by the Holy Spirit, and to God's heartiest content, in Jesus' name, just sure as Jesus lives, I will support Israel in the name of Jesus, period, right? You know, as a servant of the living God, period, no matter who feels what about that, right? Hands down. No matter what, they still get that $2 quadrillion, or right now, whatever they, help they may need, does that make sense going forward, Jesus willing? But I want to originally make that deal to Israel about coming to the bank in Israel. Does that make sense? So right now, that's for the Lord. China got 1.4 billion people in it. You know, that they don't have a problem with the United States, but they were not stand the United States. All right, no, didn't care basically what they had to say about them accepting a $30 quadrillion check. China wasn't trying to hear that. And they said, yes, come to the bank. But, I'm sure Israel feels the same way. Not that they have a problem with the United States, no. You know, the Nazi that's in the White House that didn't do them right. All right, no, but I don't think Israel would say no to $30 quadrillion either, right? Does that make sense? Right now, if Israel said they can come to the bank, they would go to the bank in Israel because China and Israel are not going to play games about money. France, you got these old nasty racists in the United States. They know people in France like they knew the racists in the UK. Nothing against France, right? All right, no, but the racists in the UK, does that make sense? Right now, how they try to stick their hands and try to obstruct stuff. No, I'm not going to deal with these racists. All right, no, two places that are not going to play games are Israel. All right, now, and China, even France saying come to the bank, but you got these old nasty racists in the United States and no people in France. Okay, Israel is not going to play games about my money. Basically, I'm going to write them a $30 quadrillion check, $32 quadrillion in the case of Israel. All right, now, that's for the Lord with $100 trillion for them to split, or they can make it more if they want to with that type of money, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, I asked the Lord to get my footsteps with this. Right now, China's not going to play games about going to the bank either. Right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, there's war over there. But, you know, that's the Lord. Ask the Lord to open up a path for me. Though Israel saying come over there to go to the bank, and they want that type of money, $30 quadrillion. I'd be happy to go over there and pay it just to get my banking information and a debit card issue so I can use my own money that these old clown racists in the United States kept begging for like they stupid after being told no so many times. Until it's not funny because these old nasty racists are so used to people kissing their asses and the whole world nodding with them because they try to intimidate people saying America is all these things. Up against my money, America's not even a superpower, so people are laughing and they ain't trying to hear it, and I'm not trying to hear it. Now, two places I know, Jesus willing, that will not play games about the bank. Right now, when I go to the bank, they'll hand me all my information. They'll happily take a check for me. Israel and China, right? I don't think anybody disputes that. Right now, but if Israel said I can come to the bank, that sure as hell go to the bank. Does that make sense? Right, Israel, $32 quadrillion check, right? I think China as well. China already said I can go to the bank. I'm on my way. But if Israel would have said I could come there, I was sure to say go to Israel right now, a $32 quadrillion check. That should be over $100 quadrillion in a currency. It'd be so much money. Does that make sense? It lasts them thousands of years. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, that's by Jesus. That's by Father God Jehovah. That's by the Lord Jesus. All right, now, ask the Lord Jesus to guide my footsteps. I have no power. Right? All right, now, just be a blessing to even pour that type of money into Israel. Because Father God Jehovah said, bless Israel. Father God Jehovah said, help Israel. So that offers to Israel on the table. If I can come to the bank there, I go write them a $30 quadrillion check. But either way, I make, you know, the Lord said $2 quadrillion. Does that make sense? I'd be happy to sow that seed into their lives. Either way, they get money. So they need not worry about it. Either way, all right, now that's what I serve the Lord God Jehovah. I serve the Lord Jesus. I serve the Lord Holy Spirit. Period, right? There are no other gods. There's just Jesus, right? Father God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit, right? The Lord opened up a path to me. I sure said go to the bank there. But either way, all right, now I'd be happy to go to bank in China as well. Does that make sense? I think the Chinese people again. And basically, these are two countries that I know they're not to play games about, you know, my information and these and trying to hear these old nasty ass racists in the United States, right? And these folks like TD Jakes, these nasty selves. All right, now these godless, awful men. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now I'm going to write them a check. They're going to hand me over my information. They're not going to play games. It's just been enough of that covetousness. The Lord said, don't covet anything in your neighbor's house. The Lord talked about jealousy, about envy. That is a sin, right? I'm not going to deal with these races and people like T.D. Jakes. I don't care what they feel about my money, right? So Israel is not going to play games about my money and coming to the bank there. Does that make sense? China's not going to play games either, right? Any other countries, right? France said come there. But these old nasty-ass racists, no people in France. I know for a fact that China and Israel and China, are not going to play games. Right? So that offer is also open to Israel like it's open to China about going to the bank. It's open to both. All right, now I go to Israel to the bank in Tel Aviv. I write them a $32 quadrillion check, right? All right, now with $100 trillion at least for their citizens to split, and they can add what they want to add to that according to Father God, Jehovah, God, it's in Jesus' name. And I pray to the Lord when they take that money, they come to know Jesus as a real personal Lord and Savior. Does that make sense? All right, now that's for the Lord. That's in both China and Israel. I pray the Lord open up a path for me to show me which one he want me to go to, right? But it'd be an honor in Jesus' name, the only real God in Jesus' name, right? Israel will check like that for $32 quadrillion. That's the one right after trillion. Even the United States has not made money like that in his lifetime. That would be, what is that? You know, six times more the United States has made in his lifespan of 247 years. Six times. United States on paper has made $800 trillion in its own paper. You take it up to about $600 trillion. So it would be like six times. That's like right at 36. So right now, a little bit under six times more. Right now, five times more. At least that's $30 quadrillion. So right now, that's what the United States has not even been able to make money like that. So if Israel says yes, then game over. I'm going to the bank in Israel. Otherwise, I'm going to the bank in China. And I want to thank China and Israel and China. But either way, does that make sense? Israel or China are not going to play games by the bank. If Israel said yes, I can come to the bank in Tel Aviv and get my banking information in the debit card. Does that make sense? I write them a $32 quadrillion check in U.S. dollars. All right, now if Israel says yes, I'm going to the bank of Tel Aviv, Israel, to give Israel that money. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now, but as of right now, it's China, right? And nothing against China. But basically, these are two countries, God willing, I know that I know. You know, they're not going to play games about my information. I just want my banking information, a debit card to use my money. Does that make sense? Right now, to switch the accounts out. Close the current account so these racists in the United States can stop damn looking at it, open up a brand new account, and I go on about my business and write them a check, and plus the $2 quadrillion that was a promise to Israel, and anything they may need going forward. It would be a great honor to sow a seed into Israel like that. So if Israel says yes, I can come to the bank there in Tel Aviv, all bets are off, I'm going to Israel, right? All right, now, God willing, all right, now, I'll be honored to give the Israelis, all right, now, for the Lord Jesus, the Lord God Jehovah wants to do that for Israel. Father God Jehovah in heaven wants to do that for Israel. Father God Jehovah, the creator by his son Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, would like to do that for Israel. Father God Jehovah, the creator of planet Earth and all life that's on it. I mean, we live because he lives. Father God Jehovah, the only real living God by his son Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, wants to do that for Israel. I don't have any power. I'm a person. So that offer is extended to Israel for me to come to the bank there. That's a $32 quadrillion liquid cash check in U.S. dollars. So it's extended to Israel. But if Israel says no, I'm going to China, does that make sense, right? Either way, Israel gets a check of $2 quadrillion, right? These are two countries I know that I know. They're not going to play games about the bank. Does that make sense, right? They're not going to play games with the racists in the United States. They're going to give over information. All right, now, as far as my banking information, a debit card, does that make sense? For right now, that's what I can use my own money that these racists have been begging for, like they're stupid, in the United States. Nobody's going to deal with that. I hope you guys will agree. So that offer is also to Israel, just as I said, the offer is to China. All right, now, thank you guys so much. Good morning.